Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
It's Tuesday, October 15th. Today, AI wrote this episode's title and it's terrible. Also, Reddit upvotes keyword targeting. A new Google Ads optimization targets gross profit. And the top Halloween trends are out for you to exploit. I'm Steph Gunn, sitting in for Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing. AI may be good at many things, but title writing? Not so much. New research suggests you may want to reconsider turning to AI for your next product title, podcast title, or email marketing heading. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation recently ran an experiment using Microsoft's Copilot AI to create podcast titles, which can offer insights for marketing beyond podcasting, especially for crafting product or blog post titles. The results? Copilot's attempts at generating titles and descriptions fell short, missing the mark on creativity, tone, and editorial judgment. While AI occasionally produced a usable title, the ABC said the results often felt generic, corny, or overly simplistic. Researchers described the suggestions as sappy and cringe, describing the process as prompt roulette. The prompt tried to coax various approaches from Copilot to provide creative inspiration for podcast producers. However, most of the suggestions ended up being strikingly similar in wording, style, and format. A major frustration was AI's obsession with punctuation, particularly colons. Despite clear prompts to avoid them, they couldn't stop the number of suggested titles with colons in them. In the end, the researchers said the process was slower and less effective than if they had written the titles and descriptions themselves. Quoting the Australian Broadcast Corporation, "The downside and somewhat encouraging learning from this experiment has been that AI doesn't seem to be better than humans at headline writing. While it occasionally comes up with a usable, if uninspired, headline, it's a long way from what we humans can come up with." End quote. Considering hopping on the influencer marketing bandwagon? You're not alone. A new report from Creator IQ has found that 3 out of 4 brands are increasing their creator marketing spend this year. After a dip in investments last year, companies are once again looking for creators to boost their promotions. The report notes that those investing $1 million or more annually are seeing the highest returns on investment through these partnerships. However, many brands still grapple with measurement challenges. When it comes to strategies, sponsored content remains the most effective approach for brands. Instagram continues to dominate as the top platform for brands using influencers, followed by TikTok and YouTube. TikTok, however, has overtaken Instagram as the most frequently used platform by creators. The report also highlights the growing influence of generative AI in creative marketing, with nearly half of brands using AI to generate short-form content. Reddit has some updates to its keyword ad targeting options. The platform launched contextual keyword targeting last year, which lets advertisers display their ads based on the context of each conversation, not just the subreddit community. Now, Reddit is making keyword targeting available in more places. The latest update includes multi-placement optimization, expanding keyword targeting to more ad placements, including feed ads and conversations. Reddit is also rolling out new dynamic audience expansion. This works in conjunction with keyword targeting to identify users that are likely to engage based on campaign specifics, including ad creative and user behavior. The platform is also adding keyword suggestions. Finally, Reddit has also revamped its campaign management interface. They say it will simplify the process for advertisers. TikTok is taking ad measurement a step further by tracking how clicks convert into foot traffic. The platform this week announced a new partnership with location data company InMarket that measures the impact of ads on in-store visits. Here's how it works. InMarket's conversion tracking uses a range of touch points to assess in-store traffic. A store visit conversion is recorded when a consumer visits a physical store location after being exposed to a TikTok ad. This lets advertisers determine if their campaign leads to increased visits post-exposure by comparing the visitation rates of users exposed to the ad with those of a similar control group. Essentially, it offers conversion lift reporting, but through more precise third-party verified data. While TikTok ramps up ad measurement, Google is slowly rolling out a new campaign setting called gross profit optimization, which lets you optimize campaigns for actual profit instead of just revenue or return on ad spend. It calculates the profit by applying the margins you set up in the optimization goal to the value of each conversion. To set up gross profit optimization, you need to provide the following data to Google Ads: cart data and cost of goods sold in your product feed, and set your optimization goal to profit target return on advertising spend. The update is currently available in a handful of Google Ads accounts for now.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Need some inspo for your Halloween marketing campaign? Google recently launched the latest version of its Frightgeist Halloween Search Trends mini site, including everything from spooky makeup searches to food trends, Halloween decor, and even dog costumes. This year's lineup also includes the top costume trends based on US search activity. The top three costumes include: number one, coming in at Shrunken Head Bob, the Beetlejuice Shrunken Head is the most searched shrunken head of all time. Number two comes in at Ray Gun, the Australian Olympic breakdancer who didn't exactly bring home the gold. And finally, number three is Catnap, which I actually had to Google myself because I had absolutely no idea who this character was, but it's a character from the Smiling Critters, which is a line of colorful plush animals that possess big mouths and very unsettling black eyes. So some big news for me, it's actually my 3-year anniversary of working as the associate producer for the podcast. You know, I did cheat a little bit because I've been on mat leave only for the past year. But, you know, here's to 3 years of podcasting. Well, more like 2 years and 1 year of getting bossed around by a tiny infant. Thanks for listening. I'm Steph Gunn. Todd is back tomorrow.